So on those inspiring words from Lumpur Sumedho and Jack, we'll close the weekend with the sharing of blessings, which is the last of the chants on those yellow sheets that were printed up. This is a practice usually at the end of the day in most of our monasteries, either in the Pali or the English language, as a conscious act of sending forth, using whatever good karma we might have generated during this day, to consciously send it forth in a spirit of benevolence and well-wishing to all other beings, the beautiful and the ugly, the benevolent, the malevolent, to all beings, so that we are consciously sharing the blessings of our life. And I think this weekend has been a very wonderful and inspiring, beautiful case in point of the sharing of the blessings of just Ajahn Chah's life, but also even our little much less glorious and humble lives. We can share the blessings of these, and whatever goodness has been generated, whatever insight and peace has been generated in our own hearts, discovered in our own hearts this weekend, we can consciously share that for the benefit of all beings. Now let us chant the verses of sharing and aspiration through the goodness that arises from my practice. May my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, and through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease, and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind, with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge, unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble Lord. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled. We'll close with paying our respects to the shrine, and also to the presence of Ajahn Chah in the form of the empty chair.
Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, Buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One. Sovakato Bhagavata Dhammo. The teaching so completely explained by him, Dhammang Namasami. I bow to the Dhamma. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho. The blessed ones, disciples who have practiced well, Sanghang Namami. I bow to the Sangha.